You're listening to Consider This, episode 189, for August 7th, 2017.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, I'm glad you considered listening to this podcast, Consider This. I'm Doug Payton, the host of this thing, and you're about to hear my conservative commentary in a minuscule 10 minutes or less. If you're considering getting your voice heard here, consider it done. Stop by the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com to find out how to get in touch via email, phone, and social media. That's CT as in considering Trump. And that's the subject this time out. You've heard about Trump's poor approval ratings, and I've got a few points to consider about them. That's coming up. Just a reminder, I now have a YouTube channel. There's a grand total of one video on there so far, but if you subscribe to it, you'll be notified on YouTube whenever I have a new one. Just come to the website and click on the YouTube icon on the sidebar. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Donald Trump is handling his job as president? That's the question that Gallup polling asks people to get that magic number called the presidential approval rating. But what does that mean to the respondents? Does it mean they approve of how effective he is at getting his agenda passed? Does it mean that they approve of his agenda at all? Does it mean that they approve of his personality while getting his agenda passed? Or does it just mean they approve of his personality regardless? My guess is it all depends on the person hearing the question to interpret it in the way they think. In order to be able to compare one president's numbers to another, they have to ask the same question in the same way. And unfortunately, this vague question is the only way to do that. I want to suggest that the approval rating of Trump, perhaps more so than any other president since this question was first asked in 1938, is based more on his personality than his accomplishments. Let me first say that I generally agree with the criticisms of his behavior. He's clearly an egotist, and it seems that his choices of who to hire or fire are too often based on that. And whether or not they are ego-fueled, certainly the revolving door of who's in and who's out of the White House has been concerning, to say the least. But he's still getting things done. And administrative chaos, while it does inhibit and mask accomplishments, doesn't mean he's ineffective. Yes, there are big things like the non-repeal and replacement of Obamacare, but there's a list over at Gateway Pundit, linked to in the show notes, of things that Joe Hoft, at least, credits to Trump, and it's an impressive list. Noting how well the stock market has performed since Trump's inauguration is fraught with danger. While the measure of the market can be a reflection of the economy in general, it often takes a bit of time before a president's economic policies show up there. The stock market seems to me to be as much about emotion about the future as it is about the current market situation. You hear this a lot in news stories when they tell you that the market went up because of the hopes about this or that policy or report, or it went down because of concerns about this or that development in Washington. It sounds to me to be equal parts the fog of emotion and a reflection of the economy. In other words, smoke and mirrors. Having said that, the markets have tied or broken records that have stood for decades since Trump started, and they just keep climbing. Is it because he's given investors reason to be hopeful about the future of the economy? You be the judge. Similarly, illegal immigrant crossings along the Mexican border were down by 67% between Inauguration Day and the end of March, a little over 2 months' time. Is it because Trump was a candidate that talked about illegal immigration specifically? You be the judge. If I'm the judge, I'd say it looks pretty good saying that he's the reason for the latter, and so who's to say he's not at least partially responsible for the former? If you've been listening to this podcast for more than 6 months, you know that I was elated over the nomination of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, someone who believes that the Constitution was written with specific principles in mind and should not be subject to the redefining of these principles today. As of April, NATO allies were contributing $10 billion more to the organization, Trump had been openly critical about allies not paying their own way. He's issued executive orders to reduce government regulations, something that was tried in Canada to great economic success. Check out the show notes to the blog post that has this list, including links with more information about them. Some of them, I'm not so sure I would credit to Trump, but it is an impressive list, and it's only as of this past April. So in spite of the turmoil, things are getting done. You'd be hard-pressed to know much of this because of all the Russian conspiracy talk that the media are harping on. And as much as the stories out of the Trump administration have been changing and undercutting their veracity, there's still more evidence for the idea that Trump is the reason for the economic upturn than there is that he helped Russians rig the election. Pick your conspiracy, but be consistent.
This is Eric Erickson. You're listening to the 10-minute or less conservative podcast, Consider This.
But Trump is a cad, right? Yes. Yes, he is. Whoever is the chief of staff this week needs to take his smartphone, crush it under his or her shoe, and give the man a flip phone. The tweets, as much as I like the idea that they let him get his unfiltered message out, have too often worked against him. Some say it allows him to take control of the media cycle. I say it could have done that if he'd been more disciplined. But instead, it distracts from so much of what he's actually doing. The media will try to keep us distracted anyway. No need to do their job for them. And clearly, he's a political novice and doesn't quite know how to play the game. Most of his accomplishments have been unilateral actions. Now, I would rather the president, no matter who they are, not have that much power. But Democrats spent 8 years turning that position into more of a king. So now, live by the executive order, die by the executive order. I'm still waiting for them to show some realization that smaller government might actually be a good principle. You never know when someone like Trump might get to wield that power that you've amassed into one person. But, in terms of working with Congress and getting the deals done there, he seems to be a bit out of his league. And it doesn't help that congressional Republicans fumbled their repeal and replace effort. It's ugly, really ugly, but it's moving. And as ordered as a Clinton administration might have been, Trump is still way ahead of where she would have been taking us. I'll be cringing a lot in the next 3.5 years over personality, but I'm still hopeful about policy. And so the question still is, what do his approval numbers mean? I think it means that there are people who are not seeing what he's doing because of what he's tweeting and because of the chaos swirling around him, a lot of it self-inflicted. But masked, it is, and the media are more than happy to draw the curtain even more. But Donald, please stop tweeting. So, what's your Trump approval rating? I'd like you to split out your rating by personality and policy. Let me know along with your comments and I'll highlight them here. Keep an eye on the Facebook page for a special place to do that, or you can email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com or call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. And of course, the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, has a place to comment on the show notes, as well as pointers to all those other places. The show notes also have that list of Trump accomplishments. Thanks for stopping by, and don't forget to let me know what you think, whether you agree with me or especially if you disagree. Let's talk about this so that we all can consider this.